How are you, Cincinnati?
How you doing, mate? It's James.
All right, James. How's your car?
All right. All right, there, lad. You all right?
Tell me a picture of your car,
what was the say? I've got a Mrs. Goodwin on the line, mate. 14 days today.
Oh, man.
APP's coming, ready to rock and roll. Cheers, mate.
Thank you. Hi, Jacqueline. This is Mr. Michael at MMA Legal.
Hi, dear.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Fantastic. Jacqueline, do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Jacqueline, all of our calls are recorded to train and monitoring purposes.
No order.
Perfect, thank you. It's my role, Jacqueline, as part of the investigation team, is to go out and gather the evidence for you.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, right, you see the likes of social services, educational authorities and the likes for your time and care.
Yeah.
But it's also, Jacqueline, to try and get to know you a little bit better. And try and understand, you know, the trauma that you faced as a child. Yeah. How that has had an effect or haunted you, if you like, into your adult life.
Yeah.
You know, with stuff that I can evidence, like, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD.
Yeah. I do have a personality disorder.
Okay.
And I suffer from anxiety and depression as well.
Yeah.
But I've got a bit borderline personality disorder.
Borderline personality disorder.
Yeah, BPD.
Okay.
I'm led to believe that you know, you get that trauma from adolescence and so.
Yeah.
I am medicated and I do see a psychiatrist.
Okay. Okay, so I can write to your GP for the borderline personality disorder information, also your depression and your anxiety, medical records.
I do have a psychiatrist. I don't know if you want her name or...
Definitely, yeah. Just give me 2 seconds.
No bother.
And is the psychiatrist, was that a referral for your GP, or did you do that privately, or?
I've been seeing psychiatry and such since I was about 13.
So that
kind of started off family-wise, mm-hmm. You know, obviously the abuse and stuff.
Okay. Okay, so I'll take your GP and your psychiatrist details in a second. Have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance issues at home?
Well, I did have, yes. More substances than...
Good. More substances than the alcohol?
Than alcohol, yeah. Yeah. My 2 parents are alcoholics, so...
Okay. And did you ever receive any sort of help for the substance issues, or...?
I've just been getting help. My doctor, my psychiatrist at the moment, Dr. Glenn, she's of the mind that I wouldn't get any medicine from her.
Yeah.
if I was using other substances, so.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the way, you know, using substances.
Yeah. What substances was you abusing at the time?
A cannabis and, amphetamines.
Oh, well. Is that other? I'm smoking.
I think that's very well known, the stuff in somebody with DCD.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that they use cannabis.
But they use substances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use cannabis.
Yeah. But that is part of, you know, the DCD, you know, it's well known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one last question before I do, you know, start to get into your GP's details and stuff. It's a question that I do have to ask him. I am extremely sorry that I do have to ask you this, so I am sorry. But have you ever tried to take your own life? Carefully?
Yes.
I'm so sorry you thought that was your option.
Yeah. The worst one was the 4th of January 1994, just the year before my daughter was born.
January.
Yeah, 1994. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was, you know, I had made attempts before that, but they were made as serious as
the answer. Did you end up in hospital for that one?
Oh, yeah, Yeah, I was on life support.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay. I'll also take that hospital details in a sec as well, because I'll write to the hospital and gather all the information about your time in intensive care due to, you know, suicide attempt.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be in the doctor's notes anyway.
Yeah. How long was your life support for, if you don't mind me asking?
Sorry?
How long was your life support machine for?
I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm unaware of that, so...
Yeah, of course.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I just know that all I know is that I woke up and I went to... I was in coronary care by that point.
Oh, okay.
And then I figured myself out.
Okay. So... Can we start with your GP's details, please, Jacqueline?
Right.
Just the practice details. I don't need to be GP. I'm just going to the practice.
It's Dr. McKevney's practice.
Dr. McKevney's practice?
McKevney. I can't even spell that because I don't know how. I know there's another. There's another. It's Pinecroft. Pinecroft,
C-I-N-E-C-R-O-F-T. Yeah, Dr. McAvenny, I'm part of
it. McKevney.
McKevney, 96. Let me get the address.
It's 44 Crossfoot Road.
Oh, there you go, yeah. Yeah, this is another practice, Global Healthcare, that's right.
Yeah, okay. It's the Crossfoot one that go to. I think they'll maybe have, you know, like the previous attempts and whatever.
Yeah, if it happens, I'm going to write to the hospitals anyway.
Right.
Just to make sure we get absolutely everything.
Yeah. Yep.
How long have you been with this surgery for?
My whole life.
Oh, okay. That's something for you. Check two. Okay, and can I take the name and practice of your psychiatrist, please?
Yeah. It's Dr. Glenn, G-L-E-N.
Okay. Yeah.
And I see her at the Stewart Centre, S-T-E-W-A-R-T Centre. She's from Leverndale.
Okay, thank you, sir. And you can tell us to Google the Stewart Centre and then I can get the address for that.
So, the Stewart Centre is 5 Arden Trade Road.
Yeah. I'm going to say.
So it's S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got this at 5 Arden Clade Road, Glasgow,
yeah.
G45. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just looking at a letter as well, so.
Yeah. 5 Arden, yeah, Craig Road. And how long have you been seeing your psychiatrist for in the Stewart Centre?
Long, long time. I've gone to the Stewart Centre since about. I've done some time in Leverndale Hospital.
Okay, I think I've detailed off here in a sec as well.
I'm not so sure about those details because obviously
okay.
I'm not well.
Okay, no problem. Okay, and the Leverndale Hospital?
Yeah, that's where she's based.
Okay, so I'll get that from the Stewart Centre anyway, though, won't I?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we've got details from there. Okay. The suicide attempt in January 1994,
yeah.
What hospital did you end up?
The Victoria in Burnaby.
I should have gone.
Yeah.
Victoria Road and Fermi.
Yep, the Victoria and Fermi.
Yeah. No, it was in 1994, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to write to, I'll see your GP, your psychiatrist, and the Victoria Road and Fermi. And you stay there in 1994.
Yeah, it should all be in the medical record then, really, I would think.
Okay. Also write to the local authority of the care setting that you were in. Where were you born, Jackie? Where did you envisage your first record of
I was born in Castlemilk in Glasgow.
Okay, so Glasgow, the Glasgow Social Services?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, first, I think, first into the care sector in May 1986.
Okay. 1986, yeah?
Yeah, May 1986 it was.
Okay. So what I'll do is when I get your information back from your time and care from the social services, do you want me to share that information with you, Jacqueline?
With me?
Yeah, your information. If you want it, you can have it.
I know, I don't know if I'm
need it.
This is why I'm kind of doing it through yourself.
I was just a few girls, you know what I mean? Some of our clients like the information, obviously, because it's a puzzle. It's a piece of a puzzle that's always been missing, you know, why they're going to care. I knew exactly why. I'm not quite sure how I went to Cabros.
Assessment centre, but I think that was because I stopped going to school, but I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, if there's anything important in it that could maybe have an impact on me now.
When I get the information, I have to go through it with you.
Right.
Just to make sure that you're happy I have all of the information.
Right.
And we have to go through your care setting now, whether you're okay doing that with me or you want to do it with, you're more comfortable doing it with one of my female colleagues. We have to do, you know, like a bit of a final brush over, if you like, of your statements. Just as long as, obviously, I make sure that you're happy that, you have everything in the statement. Yeah. What we'll then do is we'll then pin all of your medical records to your claim and do what's called our final submission, Jacqueline, to the Scottish Redress. With all of our support and evidence. So what we've done so far for you, Jacqueline, is we've applied or gave Scottish Redress notice that we are going to claim for you. They've gone through your case, they've looked at where you stayed, they've gone through your statements, they've given you an application number, so obviously it's a notification that you, you know, you are claiming, you do have a claim, should we say. And they've also recognised us as an MMA legal as your law firm. But we have told them, Jacqueline, not to start on our case because we are going to provide them with as much evidence as we possibly can. The more evidence we provide them with, Jacqueline, the better chance. So once we do the final submission, Jacqueline, what happens then usually is we get a panel date. It's a behind closed doors panel date, Jacqueline, so it's not like a children's panel. We don't have to attend. We will be notified by writing an email of the decision of the panel, and hopefully that will be the recognition that you deserve in the form of an apology, and followed with a offer of financial compensation to Scotland. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me on my process and what role and what I'm about to undertake for you?
No.
Okay. Just to manage your expectations, if you like, this isn't gonna take me a month or two. This is gonna take me anywhere up to 10 months potentially. Your medical records will be pretty crisp, but your social service records, certainly with being Glasgow City Council, we'll have a fight on our hands there. Okay, take us up to 10 months. Was you known as Jacqueline Goodwin in care?
No. Jacqueline Craig.
Jacqueline Craig.
Yeah, C-R-E-I-G.
G-A-C-Q. E-A. Craig. C-R-A-I-G.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, Jacqueline, why you'll change your name. Is that through marriage? Did you do it through an adoption? Yes. Or?
I got married.
Okay.
I'm divorced. Got married.
Do you have any, do you have your marriage certificate available?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, well, look, let's see how we go. But I may, at some point, need the marriage certificate as a proof of name change.
No bother.
Well, let's wait. Let's see what happens. Okay, so you don't have any questions for me. That's great. Just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Jacqueline, I do need to go back a step with you, just to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you. And if obviously if you're still happy for me to continue, then I gladly will. But obviously due to, you know, the nature of these cases, I have to make sure that you are fully on board with our fees. So just to let you know, Jacqueline, you can actually apply to the Scottish Readdress yourself. You don't need the help or use of a law firm to do so. That would obviously entail, you know, gathering, creating and supporting your case with evidence yourself. But that's entirely up to you. You said earlier, you know, the reason why you picked us is to deal with all that for you, so that's fine. But that is an option, Jacqueline. Option two, Jacqueline, is that all of the law firms out there in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Readdress and won't charge you any fees. The reason why they don't charge fees, Jacqueline, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme. With those law firms, Jacqueline, they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. So they get a nominal figure, basically, Jacqueline, every time, you know, they apply for a client, and they get that figure whether the client wins or loses that case. As a fellow law firm, Jacqueline, I am unable to discuss or explain, you know, what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, Jacqueline, what they won't do for you. All I can tell you is we are the law firm here at MMA Legal. We don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we definitely don't want to be owing anything to them either. What we do is we enter into a joint, a private fee agreement with our clients, under a no-win, no-fee contract. And where if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm and as a business to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. Our fees, Jacqueline, are capped at 16% plus VAT. What that means is no matter how much work, time and effort goes into your case, Jacqueline, you'll never pay us more than 19.2%. On the flip side, on the no fee side of the process, of the contract, because you've been through such emotional and turmoil, mental health problems because of your time and care, we will never ever put you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful with your case. It's a genuine no win, no fee, Jacqueline, and our insurance policy and our insurance cover will cover any of our fees.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Do you understand those three options I've just given you, Jacqueline?
Yes.
And are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes.
Okay, so you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period, Jacqueline, from the date you signed any documentation with us, which was the 19th. The 14 days actually runs out today. But if you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed, I can restart that 14 days from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy for us to, you know, continue with your case, you're happy with our fees, happy with us as a law firm, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period and you can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you.
Okay. I'm just kind of wondering if you think I should put it through my daughter, or do you think I should just go
ahead and... Should you put it through your daughter?
My daughter, yeah, like, you know, what she thinks to do that, or...
Well, it's a no-win, no-fee. You've got a free roll of the dice, if you like. It's never going to come back and bite you. And it's on us as a law firm to you know, gather the evidence on your behalf and try and get you the most out of this process.
Right.
It's never going to come back and, like I said, you know, cost you anything or bite you. We can't, as a law firm, charge you any fees if we're unsuccessful with your case.
It's just my daughter being everything for me, so, you know, obviously, I think when anything comes up, you know, I kind of think
The bit that you, obviously, you seem to be totally unsure over is the 14-day cooling-off period. Also, it's just it's like a change-of-mind policy or change-of-mind period where we don't start work until your 14 days is over. So we give you that 14 days grace just to whether it's changing. We have to do that legally. It's not a, you know, oh, it's going to change your mind, but we have to give you that 14 days grace legally.
I'm you know, just to kind of go ahead and she, I told my daughter, you know, initially, so she was actually quite happy for me to do that.
I can always have a chat with your daughter as well, just to, you know, put your daughter's mind at rest as well.
Yeah.
So I can always if you just change a call with, when you've got your daughter on the line, change the call over to my team. Just say you want to have a chat with Michael, my case handler, and I'll have a chat with your daughter. I'll explain everything to your daughter as well, and, you know, I'll make sure she's happy with everything.
Right, okay.
I'll do that Friday with you, I'll do that anytime for you.
You know, it's like a kind of tough time for me. I think we're just a wee bit worried that, you know, it's like that I was just going to leave it and not do anything, just that the thought of having to go back there again, do you know what I mean? But,
what you don't want is, what you don't want as a vulnerable client is to walk into a contract in which there is a chance of, you know, you not winning a case and owing a law firm money. Now, with our contractors, all my calls are recorded. You can always come back to this call. We wouldn't ever charge you for our services if we're unsuccessful. So if we don't get you any compensation, you will never pay us any money. So what you're getting is you're getting a free roll of the dice, if you like, with a law firm who are going to work for you for 8 to 10 months.
I think
the very best to get the most out of the process for you, because obviously the more you get, you know, the more we get as a law firm.
I mean, is there any minimum or maximum limit, you know? You have an idea.
The maximum is 100,000. The average over the last 3 to 5 years has been £55,000.
That's
the average payoff value. Yeah.
55k. Right. All right. So do you use the answering amount, or do you
So what happens is we obviously try our hardest to gather as much evidence as we can for you. All on our outcome out of our pockets. So we'll get all the information from the three hospitals that you gave me, the two hospitals and your GP. We'll also be writing to the Glasgow Social Services to get all of your records from when you were in care. We then partner that with obviously the statements that you've already gave us. You know, like I said to you earlier, you know, we have to go through them again later on in the process just to make sure that they're all up to date. And, you know, the strength of that, plus we also write to National Records Scotland as well, and they have to tell us, you know, if there's been a report of abuse at Cadross Assessment Centre as well. Likely it is, there has, and that has to be taken into consideration as well. So, you know, the fact that your mental health, your multiple suicide attempts, the personality disorder, then you've got a very, very, very strong case.
Right, okay. I mean, I do know, I don't know that much into it, but I have heard that Cabrillas is part of the Scottish Children's Abuse Inquiry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, obviously I heard that because I was there at some point.
Of course.
But I don't really know anything more about any of the stuff.
Yeah,
I'm sure to see that. That's the news, obviously, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll get all that information from National Records Scotland for you.
Right.
Yeah, like I said, it's in our best interest to get you the most out of this, so that's what we were trying to do. The whole point of not winning those three is, you know, the lawyer.
Both for the win, hopefully.
Yeah, the lawyer's going to try and
not get the
information. So, yeah. Just let me know what you want to do. Do you have anything you want me to continue for you? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contract details, Jacqueline. If in the meantime you need me, just give James a call. He'll pop you over. If you want me to have a chat with your daughter, more than happy to do that. And yeah, just let me know, you know, how you want to come to have a chat with your daughter, and I'll go off now and I'll start gathering the evidence for you.
Right.
Is that okay, Jacqueline?
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for being so brave, Jacqueline, and speaking to me today. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy your
you
Easter weekend.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Bye now.